It's John Gibbons with another little special on this breaking transfer news story coming out of The Athletic around Kvicha Kvaratskhelia. I said that better this morning. I'm saying it worse each time, which should be the opposite. Rory Smith, who knows the man well, is laughing at me. You can't really sort of hear him because he's on Zoom, but he's smiling at my postulation. I mean, question one, Rory, do it better than me.
I used to be able to do it really, really well. I think it's Kvicha.
Oof.
Kvaratskhelia.
I mean, that sounded better, certainly, than what I said.
He's the sort of player who needs a nickname.
I will think of something if indeed he does sign, but it is an interesting one, and you can understand why Liverpool would monitor such a player like Eddie Cucu, because, I mean, you're a huge fan. The reason I've got you on, I should say, because you went out to interview him a year or so ago at Napoli, and assuming as a man who can do whatever he wants, because that's the status you're at now as the journalist, presumably you did that because you like him very much.
I just kind of fell in love with him, to be honest, when he first kind of broke through at Napoli. And it was probably the game when they destroyed Liverpool in the Champions League that really kind of made me sit up and take notice. I think he'd scored a few times in Serie A before that, and they'd made a decent start to the season under Spalletti. Napoli, as a journalist, they're just trying to catnip, because it's such a great city. It's such an amazing story. They've got all these neuroses and, you know, kind of inferiority complexes around the football. There's kind of socio-political stuff around Naples, the city, and its relationship to Italy and what have you. It's an excuse to go to one of the best places in Europe. Although I did read a thing the other day that said that apparently it's now awash with like Instagram tourists. So I might have to revise my opinion on Naples to being it's overrated. We've done it. But no, it was a great story in lots of ways, as Napoli doing well always is. But what really appealed to me about Kvaratskhelia, and I think a lot of people who first watched him in that Champions League campaign, when Napoli really should have done better than they did, or in that Serie A title winning season rather, it was the fact that he looked really different. Like, you don't want to get into like a conversation about how like Pep Guardiola's ruined Jack Grealish or whatever, but most footballers, when you watch like elite football, whether that's Premier League, Champions League, or like the top echelons of the Bundesliga and Serie A, La Liga and Liga, everyone kind of does the same stuff. Like, you can just about guess what a player is going to do in any given moment. And there are some exceptions. Grealish would be one. Luis Diaz is probably another. Like, there's a degree of unpredictability in some players. But a lot of the time, the stuff that you're watching is roughly something you've seen before. Like, it's systematized, yeah. It's automatized, it's slightly predictable. And that doesn't mean it's not spectacular, it doesn't mean it's not enjoyable, but there's very few players who do things that you are not expecting. And Kvaratskhelia, at that stage, did stuff you weren't expecting literally all the time.